Well, join me in an attitude of prayer and thanksgiving. Great and loving God, we do thank you for so many things, Lord. This thing that we call life is complicated and it's hard sometimes, but the good news is we really thank you for creating us in such a way that we can live in this old world. It's only a training ground for what's ahead for us if we trust and obey, but there's no other way than to trust in Jesus for that gift of eternal life. But in the meantime, while we're here, Lord, give us wisdom, grace, and physical abilities to handle all this stuff that we experience here in this world. And I know that it's a training ground because you want well-trained saints in heaven, but you said in this world we have trials or tribulations, but you've overcome the world. And it is that hope that we hang on to this morning. And we do pay for Pat Singletary, too, this morning, Lord, that's not with us, that's not feeling well. And we ask that you touch her from the top of her head to the tip of her toes. And Donnie White, who's not with us this morning, Lord, we pray a special prayer of intercession for him. But we are grateful that we are all here this morning worshiping you in spirit and truth. Because we can pray and talk to you because of the prayer that you taught to the disciples. He said, use this as a model prayer for all of your prayers as we pray that prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.